A wash?
A yellow jacket?
There's just a number of those things. They're robbers. They make their places out of... They do that on my brick walls. I have a time getting those down, fishing case, get them off the wall.
Yeah. Is this robber the same type thing as a wasp?
Well, no, it does. The wasp has a nest that comes down, and I don't know how it makes that nest, but here I think this other is made of mud, this dirt robber is. And I have a lot of trouble with that in the ivy that grows around a lot, but I have a lot of ivy there that wants to get up on my chimney. It's gotten on there lately, they tell me. So I don't have a man to get all that off, and I go, oh, it's all that.
What did you call us that build a little nest? Not the dirt robbers, but the...
But the wasp and the yellow jackets, they'll even... And there's another that gets up under the yellow jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what there is, another that get up under the table on the patio, underneath, you know, and mm-hmm. build those things. And they'll sting you in a minute if you get around them and don't know that you're getting close to them.
Will the dirt robbers sting
you? Well, really, I don't know one from the other to see the... insect itself.
Okay, underneath. And this is a small insect that they'll get in your skin. Real tiny red thing.
Well, really.
And say if you went blackberry picking or something.
That's,
I
had many of one on me, and if you rub yourself with the onions, they won't get on you. That,
oh, really?
Yeah, when you go out to pick berries and like that. Oh, what is that? Chiggers.
Okay. This is an insect that will hop around in the grass. In the summer.
Well, now, is that a frog?
No, there it's real common. An insect.
Oh.
You know what I mean.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Hops around in the grass.
Grasshopper.
Okay. You ever heard them called hopper grass?
Well, we always said grasshopper. I guess that's the same thing.
Okay. What would you call small fish that you might use for bait?
Minnows.
Okay. And if you hadn't cleaned a room in a long time, up in the corner, stretched across the corner, you might find a
cobweb.
Okay. Is that built by a spider?
Yes, there is a spider.
Okay.
But I don't have trouble with that anymore in the last 22-23 years since I've been at this termite stuff.
Yeah.
But what,
if you saw something outside, stretched across a bush maybe, that looked like this cobweb but had a spider living in it, what would you call it?
Spider web.
Okay. But a cobweb doesn't necessarily have a spider in it.
No.
Okay. And the parts of the tree underneath the ground, why do you call those?
The root.
Okay. The kind of tree that you have for syrup.
That's sweet gum. I believe that's the name of it.
Okay. And this is the kind of tree that's got little knobs or balls on it.
Yeah, I believe that's
the sick.